A South African court has ruled that claims of a white genocide in the country are clearly imagined and not real, as it blocked a $2.1 million, £1.7 million, donation from a wealthy benefactor to a white supremacist group. Piers Potter, CNT Live London. The High Court declared the bequest by Grantland Michael Bray to the far-right Boer Legion invalid, citing it as vague and contrary to public policy. Bray, who died in 2022, had reportedly wanted to fund the group to help further its messages of racial hatred and separation. Court ruling and family challenge. Bray's four siblings, who are trustees and beneficiaries of the family trust, challenged the donation in court, arguing that their brother had become obsessed with the idea of an impending genocide of white people in South Africa in his final years. Judge Roshini Ali, in a ruling dated 15 February, noted that Bray had been influenced by racist ideologies and online content. The court found that his paranoia led him to align with the Boer Legion, to which he had allegedly already donated about $326,000, £258,000, in gold coins. The Boer Legion, which describes itself as a civil defense movement protecting white South Africans, has been accused of promoting racial hatred and training a private militia. Trump and Musk's involvement. The ruling comes amid renewed claims by US figures such as Donald Trump and Elon Musk that South Africa's white minority is being persecuted. Trump has previously cited the large-scale killing of farmers and even pledged to allow white South African farmers to settle in the US as refugees. Musk, who was born in South Africa, has accused the government of enforcing racist ownership laws and has referred to the supposed genocide of white people. However, local crime data contradicts these claims. While South Africa does not release crime statistics based on race, figures from October to December 2024 show that 6,953 people were murdered in the country. Of these, only 12 were killed in farm attacks, one of whom was a farmer, with others being farm dwellers or workers, most of whom were likely black. Legal grounds for blocking the bequest. The court found that Bray's will lacked clarity, as multiple entities used the Boer Legion name. It also ruled that the bequest violated public policy, as it sought to fund activities that undermined South Africa's constitutional Bill of Rights. The only clear intention expressed was to use the funds for training and to benefit an organization Bray believed would exterminate every black person in South Africa, and defend against an imagined white genocide, Judge Ali stated. Bray's siblings argued that allowing the donation would legitimize a group attempting to train a private army with the express purpose of returning to apartheid. Boer Legion denied these allegations, claiming they merely provided security services to communities without discrimination. The court ultimately ruled in favor of Bray's siblings, ordering Boer Legion to cover legal costs. Broader political context. The case unfolds against a backdrop of worsening US-South Africa relations. Earlier this month, Trump signed an executive order freezing financial aid to South Africa over a new law allowing land expropriation under certain conditions. The issue of white South African farmers has long been a rallying cry on the American right, but the latest crime statistics suggest there is no systematic targeting of white farmers. In contrast, the latest data shows that 961 women and 273 children were murdered over the same period, far higher numbers than those killed in farm attacks. The white genocide myth: why the US is targeting South Africa. Piers Potter, CNT Live London.